have some great fun chatting about LGBT news and music and anything else I can dig up. Ah, wow. What have I got here? More Queer FM intros in the background. Cool. Love it. One of my favorite things of the day. It's another Tuesday. So, what can I talk about? Well, this weekend was awesome. Minus the turkey. My mother was away for the holidays, so I had a turkeyless long weekend. But still had some great times. I got to fill in for at Babes on Babes, and I got a nice little DJ set in there from 10 till 11. Great comments and reviews there. Feeling very good about myself right now. Thank you very much. What else? Yesterday, oh man, just a nice cool time to chill out, put my feet up, relax. I'm all refreshed for today, so I can get into another week. The weather outside looks meh, who knows, but we can deal with it. We're from Vancouver. We don't get anything too bad. Oh man, and the hurricanes, is it hurricanes? Tornadoes, hurricanes, natural disasters flying over the Caribbean are not too good, and my heart goes out to everyone who's dealing with that right now, because man, oh man, that is not ideal. Not ideal at all. Well, we can start off with some fun music to get your ears excited. Let's get right into it. You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR, Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise. All right, here we go.
I need a revolution in my mind, yeah. My body's tired of wasting all this time. Belief is easy when you see the truth is all you'll ever need. Turn yourselves around and make things right. So, before you say what you wanna say, you gotta walk the same as grown man drowning in the pouring rain. The girl we use is just to numb her pain. Cause if you really wanna know someone, you gotta step inside where they come from. The boy who's suffering with borrowed shame. Girl, never really had a name. Cause if you really wanna love someone, you gotta step inside where they come from. Cause this is life, when you're living to survive, yeah, yeah, yeah. I need a revolution in my mind. Yeah, oh, oh. No, I'm not gonna waste my time. Belief is easy when you see the truth will always set you free and turn you back around and make things right. So, before you say what you wanna say, you gotta walk this same as grown man drowning in the pouring rain. The girl we use is just to numb her pain. Cause if you really wanna know someone, you gotta step inside where they come from. The boy who's suffering with borrowed shame. The girl who never really had a name. Cause if you really wanna love someone, you gotta step inside where they come from.
to numb her pain. Cause if you really wanna love someone, you gotta step inside where they come from. The boy who's suffering with borrowed shame, the girl who never really had a name. Cause if you really wanna know someone, you gotta step inside where they come from. Cause this is life, when you're living to survive.
They plucked away my string, the feathers of my wings. Would I still mean anything? Ooh, behind this old guitar, is there a stitched up heart? Like patchwork in the dark. Who is she? Is it the words from her mouth? Is it the crippling self-doubt? What defines who we are when all of our costumes have been stripped down? But I don't want to end up like you, looking in the mirror. It's difficult to do. Put me on a plane to a land I'd never been. Would I feel roots shifting? Ooh, if I didn't have a song, if we had nothing in common, would you still wanna kiss me? Saying, who is she? Words from her mouth, is it crippling self-doubt? What defines who we are when all of our costumes have been stripped down? And I don't wanna lose myself in this confusion. So what am I doing? Ooh, and I don't wanna lose
speeches that I have ever heard came from people who told me I couldn't do something. You know, why? Because when they told me I couldn't do it, I was bound and determined to show them that I could.
All Access Pass is back for season two. We are a collectively run weekly program that discusses equity, inclusion, and accessibility issues on and off UBC's campus, including both visible and invisible disabilities. You can catch All Access Pass every Thursdays from 2 to 3 p.m. Anyone can get involved. No experience is necessary. People of all abilities are welcome to join. Check us out on Facebook at All Access Pass or get involved by emailing accessibilitycollective@citr.ca.
Tired of the gender binary, gender policing, or just want to speak your truth?
Join CITR's Gender Empowerment Collective.
This group of radio makers is all about centering the voices, issues, concerns, and experiences of women-identified, transgender, intersex, two-spirit, genderqueer, gender non-conforming, non-binary, and gender-fluid folks and allies.
Anyone can join, no experience necessary.
Like the Gender Empowerment Collective on Facebook or email volunteer at citr.ca.
Our show, Babe Waves, airs Thursdays from 5 to 6 and features music, interviews, events, news, commentary, basically anything we care to talk about.
See you then.
Hey, 101.9 FM, CITR. This is Queer FM. I am DJ Denise, and I'm just telling you some fun stuff, getting you that news, music, you name it, I got it. All right. I was looking at Daily Extra, and this news is dated October 5th, 2017. The Vancouver Police Force's new gay liaison is straight. Does it matter? I wonder. There was one type of person Jim Diva didn't want to see as a police liaison to Vancouver's LGBT community. If he was a straight, white, 6'2" officer taking on that position, I would be extremely concerned. The late Little Sisters co-owner and community mentor told Extra in May 2004 when he was president of the board of Community Policing Center in the gay village. If Diva were alive today, he might be taking a hard look at Constable Dale Curing. Curing is the Vancouver Police Department's new full-time official liaison to the LGBT community, and he's straight, white, around 6 foot tall. The VPD says he's well qualified for the job, but some queer activists are weary. Police Chief Adam Palmer announced the creation of the permanent full-time LGBT liaison in the VPD's annual report for 2016, which was released in May 2017. In the report, Palmer says although police officers have liaised with the community in the past, it is the first time a dedicated full-time position has existed. But the position isn't new. Previous incarnations bore different titles and took multiple tries to staff and fund before being derailed by budget cuts in 2007. Detective Roz Shakespeare, an openly trans lesbian officer who has since retired, first called for the position after a fatal gay bashing in Stanley Park took place. And shook the community to its core in 2001 and raised significant questions about how well police protected and understood the LGBT community. A series of mostly straight officers were then unofficially dubbed liaisons from 2001 to 2003 when they were posted to the Community Policing Center on Davie Street, but most were promoted about a year later and one left just 3 months into the position. Shakespeare was finally named GLBT program coordinator in late 2002, only to be pushed out of the position prematurely by a pension fund change. An Indigenous Strait officer from the Catlin Nation then applied and got the job in 2004, but by 2007, funding a dedicated liaison to the LGBT community was no longer a priority for the VPD. It cut the position and lumped it into a broader diversity and Aboriginal policing section. Now, in the wake of Black Lives Matter challenging police forces across North America to better serve minority communities, queering helped reinsurge the position, renaming it the LGBTQ2+ liaison officer, and was selected to fill it after a hiring period from mid-March to late April 2017. The job was open to all members of the force, and there was a fair bit of interest, he says. Queering says he was already unofficially acting as a liaison to the community when he worked with the Diversity and Indigenous Relations Section Hate Crimes Unit. In that capacity, he launched the VPD's most recent Safe Space Window Decals program, which distributes rainbow decals for display to businesses promising help to victims of hate-fueled incidents. He also created the Walk With Me trans sensitivity training video for police and attended meetings between Black Lives Matter Vancouver and the Vancouver Pride Society to negotiate police involvement in the 2017 parade. VPD spokesperson Jason Dukach confirmed on September 28th that Queering has now moved into the liaison role full-time. His expertise and training are assets to the department, Dukach says. Dale is not only informative, he makes it so you leave there and you understand and get a feel for it. If I have a question about the community, Dale is the first person I call, Dukach says. And if Dale doesn't know the answer, he tells you. I don't know, but let me get back to you on that, and I respect and I trust the answers he's provided me. Asked when training in particular qualifications, Queering is to represent the LGBT community to the VPD, Dukach says he's taken VPD courses on case management, leadership, negotiating, effective presentations, source handling, and mental health for first responders that demonstrates his skills to learn, listen, and research, lead, collect, and manage various pieces of information, and maintain confidentiality. Queering has also sought LGBT training from community queer competency course, trans workshops around Vancouver and Toronto Police Services 2016 LGBT Criminal Justice Conference, Dukach added. Oh man, well, they're putting a fella in there who is not at all representing the community at all. I do not get it. But that's what happens in Vancouver. So if you're not feeling the idea, maybe you should write the VPD and let them know that that's not the greatest idea. Because I don't know if I think it's great. Man, oh man. All right. Again, you're listening to 101.9 FM, CITR. This is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise. And I've got some more news. I was looking at this news piece in Pink News, dated October 10th, 2017. India now has its first ever transgender police officer, which I thought was cool. Pratyak Yannick has started her dream career as India's first ever transgender police officer. After an arduous battle with the courts, Yanash became the first trans person to be accepted into an Indian police force when she joined Tamil Nadu's force back in February 2016. She graduated training early this year, and on Monday she reported for her first day as a sub-inspector in the Law and Order Unit in Chumidu Police Station. When approached by the media outside her new place of work, Yadish said, "This is a dream come true. I have crossed several hurdles to reach here where I am today. I promise to serve society without exhibiting any bias." During her first day of being an officer, her duties included going out on patrol in her station's jurisdiction. Asked about having Yardish on his team, the station inspector told Times of India, "We will not have bias towards her, and she will be treated on par with other police personnel." That's very important. "Since there are many transgender people in our jurisdiction, Yadish says presence will be an advantage." Oh, good. On the ruling to allow trans people into the force, the judge involved said the social impact of such recruitment cannot be lost sight of. It would give strength to the case of transgender people. Yadish must reach the final line and not be stopped and disqualified in the middle, since Yadish's acceptance in the force, three more trans women have passed the police academy application process and are soon due to become police officers themselves. Wow, India. Look at that. See what's going on there? And you have to listen to all that weird stuff going on in the United States. Yikes. Well, that's really cool. Again, you're listening to 101.9 FM CITR. This is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise. And I think I'll have one more piece of news I'll let you know about. This one was really cool, too. I'm reading from LGBTQ Nation, and this is dated October 10th, 2017. Kosovo holds first official pride parade in the face of death threats. Kosovo ignored the hate and celebrated its first pride parade on Tuesday under the theme "In the Name of Love." About 300 people marched through the capital, Pristina, chanting "There is no gender in love." Hateful messages directed at the event were reported prevalent on social media and elsewhere. On the night before the event, an email was sent to local media outlets threatening participants if they went ahead with the parade. "In the name of morality, kill those who are immoral," it read, warning people to stay away from the area or else share the same fate of those who go out on that day. The event went off without incident, besides a group of young people who protested the march. "We will not allow anyone in Kosovo to impose fear and threats against any individual or against any group," the president, Hashim Thaçi, at the start of the event, which took place on the final day of Pride Week. "We are here to send love, including to those who are against us," as we believe in diversity and keep love also for those who hate us, said Lina Mustafa, one of the organizers. U.S. Ambassador Greg Delwise was also present at the march and told the crowd he was happy to see so many people today, so many supporters. I want you to know that the U.S. Embassy stands with you, he said. There have been small marches and demonstrations over the past 3 years, supported by politicians and diplomats, but this is the first official Pride Parade, the Associated Press reports. The Muslim-majority country passed anti-discrimination laws in 2004, protecting on the basis of sexual orientation. Gender identity was added in 2015. However, a recent study by the National Democratic Institution found that Kosovo exhibits the most anti-LGBT sentiment of all countries in the region. Okay, well, we will celebrate the small victories, and I think that's cool that they were able to celebrate their very first Pride Parade. Because here in Vancouver, what was it now? Was it 39? I think it was year 39 Pride was celebrated this year. Their first week of August in Vancouver. Beautiful stuff. Anyways, again, you're listening to 101.9 FM, CITR. This is Queer FM. I am DJ Denise. And I think it's perfect time right now for a little music break. Got some Vancouver artists here to promote. Tempest Jade, one of my favorites, as you all know. And this song is called Have It All. Here we go, 101.9 FM, CITR, Queer FM.
Is the loneliest number by two. You keep me up all night, it's you. I didn't know what to do. Told myself I wouldn't fall. But baby, now look at me crawl. On my knees begging. And you can have it all. You can have it all.
This is Hazy. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Broadcasting Vancouver's haziest since 1950.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Yes, 101.9 FM, CITR, this is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise, hanging out with you. Just having a great old time here. Just thought I'd let you know we're having a wonderful day. It's really cool in the studio. I'm happy to be here. Now, I was just reviewing some of the cool news in the background there while I was on break, and I came up with this. What is this now? An NDP politician, Sherry DeNovo, may be leaving politics, but her work on LGBT issues isn't over. DeNovo's legacy on LGBT rights in Ontario includes banning conversion therapy, equal parenting laws, and a trans rights bill. Sherry DeNovo, the NDP MPP and longtime LGBT rights advocate, has officially announced her retirement from elected politics, though it's been public knowledge for months that she wouldn't run in the next election, De Novo made an official public announcement at Queen's Park on September 20th, 2017. De Novo, an ordained United Church minister, will take over the Trinity St. Paul Center of Faith, Arts and Justice of downtown Toronto starting January 1st, 2018. The first elected to the Ontario legislature for Parkdale High Park in 2006, De Novo has been a prolific legislator, despite sitting in the opposition benches. She had more private members' bills become law than any other provincial politician in Ontario's history. She was also the first ever critic on LGBT issues at Queen's Park, a role she ledgered to shepherd a number of LGBT rights bills through to law. It has been 11 years of passion and productivity, she says at her announcement. I would not have been successful without the assistance of members of all of our political parties. De Novo leaves a robust legacy on LGBT rights that includes adding gender identity and expression to the Human Rights Code, banning conversion therapy, and pushing the Ontario government to adopt equal parenting laws for queer and trans families. An openly bisexual woman, De Novo has been a visible LGBT activist since the early 70s, when she was one of the first women to sign the We Demand Manifesto, which pressed the federal government to fully legalize homosexuality. Last week, De Novo's executive assistant, Bati Karopu, received the NDP nomination to try to replace De Novo in Parkdale High Park. Premier Kathleen Wayne applauded De Novo for her work during question period after De Novo attacked the government for insufficient process on trans health care. She has always been a champion, Wayne said about De Novo's commitment to LGBT issues. De Novo has also been a progressive agitator within the NDP. After the disappointing showing for the federal NDP last election, she was one of the most high-profile critics of then NDP leader Tom Mulcair, and was even planning on running for the federal leadership until she suffered two small strokes and pulled out of the race. De Novo notes that Queen's Park will be in her parish when she takes over Trinity St. Paul next January, and she is committed to continuing her work on LGBT issues. I intend to continue fighting for those who are marginalized, but also providing pastoral care for those who are in need in the political sphere. She says, God gifted me with a voice and I will continue to use it. Yay! That is so great to hear. There are people out there working really, really hard in the Canadian government. That's what I wanted to get across. All right, you're listening to 101.9 FM CITR. This is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise. And you're just listening to the cool news segment that I've put together here. I have another piece of news that I'm looking at from LGBTQ Nation. This is dated October 9th, 2017. There's an online war of words over Netflix's new Marsha Johnson movie. Yikes. Now, filmmaker Renine Gossett is a black transgender woman, and she's laid some explosive charges at the feet of Netflix. The Arcus Foundation and director David France, Gossett alleges that France stole her idea and research for her movie. about the life of Marsha P. Johnson for his just released film, The Death and Life of Marsha P. Johnson. This week, while I'm borrowing money to pay rent, David Francis is releasing his multi-million dollar Netflix deal on a Marsha P. Johnson, Gossett wrote on an Instagram post. David got inspired to make this film from a grant application video that Sasha Wastels and I made and sent to Kalamazoo/Arcus Foundation Social Justice Center while he was visiting. He told the people who worked there, he should be the one to do the film. Got a grant from Sundance, Arcus using my language and research about Star. Got Vimeo to remove my video of Cynthia's critical y'all better quiet down speech, ripped off decades of my archival research that I experienced so much violence to get, had his staff call Sasha up at work to get our contacts, then hired me, my and Sasha's advisors to our Marsha film, Kimberly Reed, to be his producer. And that's just the SHIT I had to spoon the spoons to the name. France, who was nominated for an Academy Award in 2012, AIDS documentary How to Survive a Plague, quickly disputed Gossett's allegations in a graceful statement released on Facebook. But actress Janet Mock, also a transgender woman of color, amplified Gossett's charge with her own series of tweets. Renine Gossett has suggested that I've stolen both the concept and footage from the death of and life of Marsha P. Johnson from her work. The experimental short narrative, Happy Birthday, Marsha, France wrote on Facebook, I owe a debt to those who have kept Marsha's story alive over the years. My creative work builds on theirs, but it is its own sponsorship. My research team and I spoke with every friend and associate of Marsha and Sylvia Rivera's that we could reach and poured through a vast archive to arrive at our film, aided immensely by the Anti-Violence Project, whose story at the center of my film, we sourced digitally and licensed the archival footage. Our intention was always to have archival footage allow for Marsha and Sylvia to tell their stories in their own voices. Nothing in the film concept or extrusion came from anyone outside of this process or our immediate team. I admire Renine Gossett and look forward to her beautiful film. Alone among researchers, she has dedicated her work to the legacy of Marsha and early trans activism. Oh, okay. He's acknowledging that. Good. Yet, in terms of funding and support, I witnessed the obstacles she faced as an artist who is also a transgender woman of color, obstacles that have been far less numerous for me in the pursuit of my craft. France continued, racism and transphobia are hideous cancers. By joining my voice to the campaign for Marsha's justice, I hoped to amplify that call, not complicate it, and to bring whatever attention I could to draw to the history of those who defend it. But I have complicated it nonetheless. I know that history telling is not a zero-sum equation, but funding and cultural power can be. it is wrong that our projects have not received quality attention. I redouble my commitment to bringing Happy Birthday, Marsha, the attention and backing it needs and deserves, and hope that you will too. Mock, however, was not satisfied with a similar statement France tweeted to her directly that ended with Marsha's and Sylvia's inspiring story had been told before and must be told again with many voices, especially by trans women of color who have an even harder time raising funds than we did. That's why we fully support Rania and Sasha's beautiful film. Fully support is an action, not an intention, thought supporters. Looks like stepping aside, using your access privy to produce Rania's work. Mock shot back. Wow. So that looks like there's a lot of drama behind that documentary. Ooh, my. You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR. This is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise, and I have some lovely music for you from the Vancouver band Old Soul Rebel. This song is called Please, Please, Please. Here we go. We'll get right into it. Here we go.
Please, please, comfort me. Please, please, comfort me. Please, please, comfort me. Please, please, comfort me. I want you to know it's time to let me go. We all live sometimes. Get you on the line.
hey. If you can't be yourself, tell me who you're gonna be. Are you living free? Is that where you wanna be? You ain't gotta run, you ain't gotta hide. Never be ashamed, just for living your life. If you can't be yourself, tell me who you're gonna be. Cause the world's gonna change in time.
I never knew that life would be this hard. Living in a place of misery. But the truth, it could tear my world apart. Or make a change in history.
What's gotten into me? Losing my energy. I'm going through things that they won't understand. My friends and my family, what will they think of me? Knowing that I could love another man. Hey, nobody wants to talk about it. Hey, and they would rather live without it. Hey, this is my insanity. And it's got me praying for humanity. If you can't hear yourself, tell me who you're gonna be. Are you living free? Is that where you wanna be? Just for living your life. If you can't be yourself, tell me who you're gonna be. Cause the world's gonna change in time.
In the mirror, all I see is the reflection of a human being. I just wanna live and be happy. But I'm dealing with this negativity.
What's gotten into me? Losing my energy. I'm going through things that they won't understand. My friends and my family, what will they think of me? Knowing that I could love another man. Hey, nobody wants to talk about it. Hey, and they would rather live without it. Hey, this is my insanity. And it's got me praying for humanity. If you can be yourself, tell me who you're gonna be. Are you living free? Is that where you wanna be?
Wanna be.
You ain't gotta run, you ain't gotta hide. Never be ashamed, just for living your life. If you can't be yourself, tell me who you're gonna be. Cause the world's gonna change if you can't be yourself. Tell me who you're gonna be. If you can't be yourself, tell me who you're gonna be. If you can't be yourself, tell me who you're gonna be. If you can't be yourself, tell me who you're gonna be. It's time.
See here, God. Oh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Oh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
Isn't there anything? Anything? Anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Discorder magazine, or check us out online at CITR.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah
blah. Explosion.
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
Yes, 101.9 FM, CITR. This is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise, hanging out with you. And I have got the segment where I tell you what's happening in the city. All right. Just looking around here, I see... What is this? This Friday. All right. So tomorrow, I have the 333 tour Vancouver closing party at Calabash. This starts at 8 p.m. till 11 p.m. And this is a lovely tour with three amazing artists from Vancouver. Calabash is located at 428 Carroll Street. I've got Kim Mortal, JB, the First Lady, and Missy D are each independent artists and hustler women of color in hip-hop. So they've joined forces for the first time to go on a mini tour. This is the last show of our mini tour. And they want you to come celebrate and join them so that they can have future things going on. So Calabash, they're working on the accessibility information, stuff like that. So that is tomorrow. Just moving down the calendar days, I see Friday, is UBC Pulls Together with fundraising event. This event is from 6 p.m. till 8 p.m., 6373 Crescent Road in Vancouver. Come and enjoy live music, food, fun times with friends while supporting First Nations legal battles against the Kinder Morgan pipeline. October 2nd is the first day of 9 days of court cases challenging Canada's approval of the Kinder Morgan pipeline. These legal challenges are critical in keeping Canada accountable to upholding the rights of Indigenous nations and for honoring its commitment to take meaningful action on climate change. To keep global warming below 2 degrees, 80% of fossil fuel holdings must stay in the ground. So learn more about how Pull Together is mobilizing with hashtag StopKM. And there's a Facebook page that you can follow, which is Pull Together BC. So, and then if you would like to do some fundraising, also check out the Facebook page. There's so much information here. So look up UBC Pull Together fundraising event, and it's dated October 13th. So you'll know which one is the right event that you're looking at. All right. So that's Friday evening-ish. You can check that out. And I saw another lovely thing. So Saturday, Val is celebrating 3 years with Smart Bar DJs at the Villa. This is also, so Saturday, 10 p.m. till 2:30 a.m. Wow, late night. Vancouver Arts and Leisure Club is at 494 Railway in Vancouver. You can get down there, check it out. Reclaim the key to your stolen city. Keep underground music alive in dangerous times. Liberate yourself on the dance floor. Val is celebrating 3 years at the Villa with smart bar DJs. They've got a load of SoundCloud links here. And lots of other good stuff. So follow. Well, Vancouver Arts and Leisure, you can just look them up on Facebook. And the three-year anniversary party will be listed there as well on their page. So make sure to get yourself connected. All right, you're listening to 101.9 FM, CITR. This is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise. And I can play you some more music because I know that's fun and exciting. This song is Erica D with New Skies. Here we go.
Logic wasn't broken, and I walked on solid ground. If I could have felt my heartbeat, and my ears could hear the sounds, I would have seen you on that day. Stories. Instead, I turned away. Always getting backed into the corner, had me pressed against the wall. My soul sinking deeper, nothing but ash and ice. Always getting backed into the corner, couldn't seem to find my strength left to burn in the fire. Vision's getting clearer, like the past of yesterday. My whole spirit's getting stronger. Nothing needs to be replaced. If I had seen you on that day, against the wall, my soul sinking deeper, nothing but ash and ice. I was getting backed into the corner, couldn't seem to find my strength left to burn in the fire. I was getting backed into the corner, had me pressed against the wall, my soul sinking deeper, nothing but ash and ice. Corner, couldn't seem to find my strength left to burn in the fire.
plastic kiss. Blood red wine, blue black vein, black fingernail breaks your skin. The pleasure of the pain I'm to even know. I break the rules, you want me to. It's worth the pain I put you through.
sacred. Don't hide your And you're listening to
CITR 101.9, broadcasting from Vancouver, British Columbia.
LGBTQ2I Night is a positive space for folks to learn about bike maintenance in a relaxed environment led by queer mechanics and volunteers. It takes place on the fourth Wednesday of every month at the Bike Kitchen on UBC's campus. Bring your own bike and fix them with our tools, come with questions and ask away, or learn by watching other folks work on their bikes. Beginners are always welcome. This event is entirely free to attend, and there will be free pizza. For more information, visit bikecoop.ca.
Yeah. Yo, David C. Yo, Kim Ordo. Yo, Missy D. I rep that XX. I rep that XX. I rep that XX. Ride it on my chest. I put my XX. Hard on my chest, I deserve nothing less than the hard-earned respect. Yeah, I rep that X, X. They say my words rep the X, X. Chromosomes of the unknown, so expect some notes that will reach higher. High temperature, cause I breathe fire. Hard you wanna pause, recipes of syllables. Harder than jalapenos. My claws are present, but I don't like to impose. Sharper than your sixes and your damn stilettos. Stomping on your ignorance, I suppose. Like I got it, brah. I got it, brah. I push it up and elevate my sisters. I take the stage, a woman, but woman empire. This queendom needs no dictator. I rep the XX. Ride it on my chest, I put my XX. Hard on my chest, I deserve nothing less than the hard and respect. Yo, I rep the XX. I rep the XX. Ride it on my chest, I put my XX. Hard on my chest, I deserve nothing less than the hard and respect. Yeah, I rep that X, X.
What's the method to our madness? How we exit out your boxes? How can you accept how we don't trip on your XY axis? Pit us one against each other like a cat fight or a contest. Trace a line to a brother, try to validate our success. Some doo-doo, he needs some Purex. When I see my girls, it's BFF. Texting XOX and we flex on that mic to flip the mess. History so phallic, our poetry come out of lips. Women gender benders, transforming the context. Building my own universe, heart hang on a hook and a verse. Woo-ha with my bigger tricks. Step to us, get cursed. Cast spells on misogynist existence. It's magic, it's all in the music. Immortal, Mr. D said. I rep that XX. Write it on my chest, I put my XX. Hard on my chest, I deserve nothing less than that hard and respect. Yeah, yeah. I rep that XX. Write it on my chest, I put my XX. Hard on my chest, I deserve nothing less than that hard and respect. What up, Missy?
The name is Missy D, don't know that at somebody. Bringing it back up properly, focus my flow and poetry. The way I twerk the words, I make it perk. Met up any bosses in my nerves, feel the verse. I take in weird pauses, my flow on losses. With the usual flow, though you know it's cautious. Like within these bars are my thoughts. Our scars running deep like Harry Potter. Check my one, my mic, can't let the magic strike. Habrakadabra, speaking gibberish, alright? Now let's make sense tonight. I rap for the bold nations, all ages, all races. Humanity, what complicates it? Us. Society's never down with the minority. Trying to make it clear, call it y'all sobriety. If you hear this, your majority, think about the value, not the currency. Dollar signs don't do the poverty. Human in the mirror, y'all check your priority. Let's get it, let's get it a little bit better. Live another day, so I can't fight for change. No superwoman, I just got my AX hard on my chest. I rep that XX, hard on my chest. I rep that XX, hard on my chest. I rep that XX, write it on my chest. I rep that XX.
Queens, can you hear
that drama. Queens, can you hear that drama? When the mug is beat, life, minty, life. Marvel Express for the double stack lashes, life. To the bartenders who know exactly what I want, darling, thank you so much. Shot of tequila with a chase of pineapple. It's fresh. You're giving me life. And to my best friends, thank you. You're giving me life.
CITR and Discorder are teaming up to present the official Vancouver Art Book Fair After Party on Saturday, October 14th at Workspace, 163 West Pender Street, from 8 p.m. to late into the evening. The Discorder curated lineup features Walgren, Lord Peckerman, and music for evenings with guest DJ sets by Crimes and Treasons, Relly Rels, Homeboy Jules, Horsepower, Jamal Steeles, and Issa Aaron. Performances will be followed by Crimes and Treasons book launch. Admission is free with Vancouver Art Book Fair member passes or a sliding scale from $10 to $15 at the door. Be there or be square. CITR Radio, Discorder Magazine, and the UBC First Nations and Indigenous Studies Program present the first event in a speaker series partnership between FNIS and CITR, funded by UBC's Equity Enhancement Fund. Sugar Hawawin,
Land Overflow into the Spatial Otherwise with Karen Recollet. The talk will discuss the celestial movement practices in Spine of the Mother, a performance collaboration choreographed by Star Moronko. Cherokee Mohawk rapper Dio Gandhi's song Pussy Vortex, and the sonic and digital aqueous work of Nahio Métis artist Elizabeth LaPensée's Honor Water. The talk is happening Thursday, October 12th at 2 p.m. in Buchanan 315.
Management helped guide me through every
My girl said we had months in hate. Some were hitting close, some pretend to be dead. Gathering this always hunted them when you can. Yeah, I'm screaming, I'm taking over your head. Some were born deep, deep years ago. And all you had were gaga, goo-goo fingers and toes. And some grew up with you, dug a place in your soul. Admit that's a must, you don't want to let go. 30 months has always had a bottle in hand. Gotta buy a bottle, bottle, try as hard as you can. Got into your DNA, what you can do to forget. Gotta buy a bottle, chug it down, give no place to regret.
We gonna fool man's days.
Then we got my bells, my game is over. It's when you witness, I saw a princess. She ain't mine, but damn, I just don't mind. You see my greedy monster? She gonna tell you love a cookie monster. He's a trick or treater. Ain't about hunger past the bread and butter. It's like my potion for emotion. Need a box solo down, cause I'm stuck with my frown. I got a bunch in a can. The fan, master's taking over like you're the ants. My eyes, my brands, my lies, my pants. And I run no way so far in the game. Ain't no fun to play if wars in this way. I'm Houdini with no glowy story. Never gonna see me escape my drama, homie.
Who you gonna fool?
Monsters.
Zodiac signs.
Yeah, you're on my mind.
shake off the demons. We gon' dance in the light. We don't care what color you came in. We don't care about your zodiac sign. We gon' shake off the demons. We gon' dance in the light.
Done. See you next week. We're FM 101.9 FM.